Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Monday, February 17th edition of the MBOB Daily Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam Martin, and I'll be taking you guys through the latest in the world of mixed martial arts. Pretty much going to focus exclusively on UFC Rio Rancho today. That was the card of the weekend. Only UFC card, only real major MMA card that anyone, you know, really cared about. I should mention last night, I was on my buddy Manpreet Jass's show, the Walk of the Night podcast, MMA Connoisseurs. I think that's dropping Wednesday, he said. It was really cool. It was really fun to do. You know, he's had a couple other prominent MMA media figures on lately. I've known Manpreet for years, so it was honestly really cool just to go to his studio and record the podcast. So that's coming on Wednesday. I wanted to plug it, though, because we spent like 2 hours just shooting the shit yesterday. It was sweet. So definitely I'll send you guys the link on my Twitter when it's posted. But for now, I want to focus on this today. And I should mention, myself and Colshawn are supposed to be doing the UFC Auckland preview show tomorrow. That possibly might change the time at 11 a.m. I possibly might change it to Wednesday instead. I'll let you guys know, though, but probably do tomorrow as usual. Anyways, let's get into today's show. I'm going to start with UFC Rio Rancho. We'll work our way from the top to the bottom, as always. So overall, a decent card, a couple nice finishes, a couple decent fights, but obviously, most people are going to be talking about the main event here between Jan Błachowicz and Błachowicz. I got to pronounce this properly. Błachowicz. He's a title contender. I got to pronounce it properly. And Corey Anderson. Błachowicz knocks out Anderson 3 minutes, 8 seconds into the first round. I'm not surprised at all. I even said this. I'm like, don't bet on Corey Anderson. Like, the chin is just not good. He's been knocked out a bunch of times. Four times. Fuente, Manuwa, OSP, Błachowicz. I honestly kind of regret not taking Błachowicz as a dog. I thought the odds were just too crazy. Like, they opened very close, and then they just got too far apart. It is what it is, though. I mean, I thought Anderson could probably out-wrestle him. Didn't work out. He didn't even try to wrestle. He just stood and traded with this guy, which was such a bad game plan. Błachowicz is just much better striking, more technical, more power. Just a mistake. Yeah, he looked great. So, overall, he's won 7 of his last 8 fights, won his last 3 in a row. Anderson, Jacare, and Luke Rockhold. He also has a win over Jared Cannonier, which is really nice. Ilya Latifi in his debut in the UFC back in 2014. This guy's underrated. I mean, he really is an underrated fighter. He's turned it around really nicely. He is 36. He's a late bloomer, in my opinion. He's just looked great. He's just knocking guys out now in devastating fashion. It seems like his takedown defense has improved. His cardio has improved. Just looks like a different fighter these days. He looks great. I'm very impressed with Jan Błachowicz. So John Jones was in attendance in the event. Błachowicz called him out right away. Jones seems interested in this fight, and it's a very interesting fight if it does happen. Jones has looked susceptible lately on the feet, and Błachowicz has really good striking. And I would say his boxing probably is better than John Jones's. Like, offensively, it's better. He has more knockout power in his fist than John Jones. John Jones, obviously, more well-rounded, better wrestling, championship experience, all that. But Błachowicz is not a guy that needs to be slept on here. I think if he fights John Jones, you know, the odds came out today. It's minus 600 Jones, plus 400 Błachowicz. I think, again, that's not giving much respect to the challenger here. John Jones is great. He probably will win that fight, but don't completely count this guy out. He has a chance to beat John Jones if it happens. Now, the question is, does Błachowicz get the title shot, or does it go to Dominic Reyes in the rematch? It's a tough question to answer. I think a lot of people want to see that Reyes rematch. There's a lot of fan support for it right now, but I think there's a lot of fan support for Błachowicz, and it seems like Jones is a bit more interested in this fight than Dominic Reyes. At this point, it's hard to say. I mean, Dominic Reyes had a shot. I thought he won the fight. He didn't get it done. He didn't make it a strong enough argument to the judges that he should deserve to win that fight. I think he sort of wanted a lot of fans to believe that was the case. I also thought Thiago Santos won. So for me, it's like, if Santos didn't get the title shot, and I know he got hurt after that in that fight, actually, but if he didn't get the title shot and fans weren't calling for him to get the title shot, like, why is Reyes get the title shot? To me, I would do Reyes versus Santos on the same card as Błachowicz versus Jones, which I think could happen at International Fight Week. Jones says he's healthy. He said he's not banged up at all after that fight. He says he wants to get back in there. Błachowicz is not hurt at all either, because this fight only lasted 3 minutes. So do this fight International Fight Week. Do Błachowicz versus Jones, main event, co-main event, Usman versus Masvidal. And also on the main card, do Santos versus Reyes in an armbar contender fight. I think it makes a lot of sense. I think it'd be a great fight. So to me, that's the way to go for this. Sucks for Dominic Reyes. I really thought he won. But again, I thought Thiago Santos won too. And I think the fair thing to do would be to match those two guys up, let those two guys fight for the number contender spot, and then give Błachowicz a title shot. He is 36 years old, guys. Remember that. Like, this guy, and he's turning 37 actually next week. Like, he's not getting any younger. It's time to give this guy his shot at the title. He's really grinded for it. He's worked hard. And I think he's earned it, quite frankly. So I'd love to see this fight. I think it's a good fight. Again, would favor Jones, just as the odds suggest. I don't think it's as crazy, though, of a mismatch as the odds are suggesting. I do think Błachowicz would have a chance to beat John Jones just based on his technical striking and his boxing and his knockout power. As far as Corey Anderson goes, you know, quickly I got to mention him. I mean, this is another loss in a big fight for him. I still think the guy's obviously a top 10 fighter, but clearly not a legitimate title contender because he just can't take a punch, unfortunately. Four knockout losses in the UFC in 15 fights, drops to 10-5 in the UFC. Not a bad record by any means, but just loses the big fights. And, you know, other than Glover Teixeira, I mean, really, he doesn't have an elite win. I guess Johnny Walker is a good win, but doesn't really have an elite win. So, good fighter, but obviously we all kind of were hyping him up too much after that Walker fight. Next up, let's get to the co-main event. Welterweight bout, Diego Sanchez defeats Michel Pereira. Third round, DQ due to an illegal knee. Now, this is just a messed up fight. I mean, Pereira was absolutely destroying Diego Sanchez. So if you think you're on the right side by taking Diego Sanchez here, you weren't. It was a lucky win. This is a terrible break for Michel Pereira brothers. The guy screwed up really bad. He was well on his way to the win here. He was less than 2 minutes away from picking up arguably the biggest win of his career. So just a stupid move by Pereira. The knee was intentional, obviously. Jason Herzog thought it was. I mean, of course it was intentional. He's trying to hurt him. He made a mistake. He didn't know the rule. He misinterpreted the rule. I don't know what happened. Like, how do you not know that you can't illegally knee a guy at the highest level of the sport? Like, every fighter should know that. So he made a mistake. There was some fishiness though going on with Diego though. Obviously, he asked the referee, "Will I get a DQ win? Can I talk to my coach about it?" Very, very sketch. I mean, Diego Sanchez, you know, a legend of the sport. I would never call this guy a quitter, just like I would never call Cerrone a quitter. I do think he made a business decision here. I think he did want to get his win bonus. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that. I think someone posted a salary. It's like 100 to show, 100,000 to show, 100,000 to win. So, of course, he's going to take the DQ win. I don't blame him. I would have did the same thing. I think most of us would have, too. It's Pereira's fault, quite frankly. He screwed up. Now, some people are saying there should have been no contest. You know, as someone who had Pereira, of course, I was hoping that because I didn't want to lose my play. But you know what? It was a DQ because he did intentionally beat him, and Herzog made a good call there. It is what it is. I mean, you got to watch what you're doing in the cage. You can't just hurt guys and you can't break the rules. So it's Pereira's fault. Sucks for him, though. I mean, it just feels wrong that he lost his fight, but he ended up losing. So Diego Sanchez wins. He cashes a dog for betters. Błachowicz was a dog as well. Quite a few dogs in this card one, actually. But yeah, just a messed up situation here. The worst part is Sanchez will get another fight now after this when he really shouldn't, because, man, he looked really shot this fight, guys. Like, I don't want to see him fight again. It took a lot of damage once again. I'm surprised he didn't get KO'd. I mean, good for him. He got hit with some big shots. But, yeah, I don't know what the UFC is going to do with him. I mean, I'm sure they'll give him another fight, but to me, it's like, I think he should really consider retiring soon. I don't think he should be fighting very often because, it's scary seeing how much damage he takes in his fights, and his chin, I know he hasn't been knocked out of welterweight yet because, you know, guys that move up in weight generally do have a little bit more durability, which is obviously the case here, but still, I think at some point someone will KO him. Got some question here from Kishore Ryodoju. Won a lot off Yan and Dan Rodriguez. Good for you. Diego taking that DQ ruined three easy parlays. Yeah. And he says, I can't like what Diego did. He needs the money. Of course he needs the money. Everyone does need the money. I can't hate on him either. I would have done the same thing too, Kinsiro. I think a lot of us would have. You know, the guy screwed up. You know, they basically were offering him a free win. Might as well take it, right? It is what it is, though. I still think that it was, I wouldn't say it was a dirty move. I think it was, he played by the rule book. He played by the rules. If anything, it was Michel Pereira who was dirty. But you can't say that. I think he could have continued, guys, honestly. Like, I wasn't in there. Obviously, I didn't get hit that shot. I think the cut was the problem. The cut was why the doctor came in. I think otherwise, I don't really think the doctor would have came in. Herzog would have talked to him. But when that cut happened, that's what screwed things up. So it is what it is. You know, again, I would never call Diego a quitter, but I think he made a business decision in taking the DQ win. And again, I can't fault him for it because I would do the same thing. Next up, Montana De La Rosa defeats Mara Romero Barella via decision. Tried her best to get the submission late in the fight, but couldn't get it. But still a good win for her. And she improves to 3-4-1 in the UFC overall. So definitely a good prospect at 125. Barella, she drops to 2-3 and probably will be caught after this fight. Can't see her sticking around. Next up, another illegal knee DQ, which is weird. You never see two DQs on the same card. I mean, DQs are very rare in MMA, especially at UFC. So to have two in the same card just messed up. But yeah, Brock Weaver defeats Kazula Vargas via DQ. And again, Vargas was doing really well. and Brock Weaver got knocked out. But here's the difference. He actually got legitimately knocked out with this knee. So this was a really good call by the referee because he was KO'd. I'm glad the referee didn't like try to restart the fight, because I think some like really crappy refs would have been like, okay, you're good to go. Like, he got knocked out and the ref saw that right away. So to me, this was a good call and an easy call because it wasn't a legal knee. It was intentional and it knocked the guy out. So it is a DQ win. And to me, there's much less controversy in this one than the Diego Sanchez fight, where he was not knocked out. In this case, Brock Weaver was KO'd by Vargas and the illegal knee, and that's why he won the fight by DQ. And I don't think there's any real controversy in this one. It's just a terrible shot by Vargas and might cost him his job in the UFC. Next up, Ray Borg defeats Rogério Bontorin via unanimous decision. Just dominated the fight with his wrestling, but again, missed weight for this fight and just embarrassing. I mean, listen, okay, so Ray Borg is a very talented fighter. Like, he's been in the UFC for 6 years now. The first time I saw him against Dustin Ortiz, I was very impressed. He turned out to be a really good fighter. Problem was, he missed weight a bunch of times. This is his fourth time missing weight. He's also missed a bunch of other, just pulled out of a bunch of other fights. Now, I will say I feel bad for the guy because obviously his son has been very sick. That's been obviously very draining on him and his family, no doubt about it. And I have a soft spot for kids and just for families that are going through that kind of stuff. But at the same time, you got to do your job. And he has not done his job because he's been missing weight. And he did post a few years ago that if he had missed weight again, he would retire. He's kind of went back on that now. He's begging the UFC matchmakers for another shot. How can they give him another shot flyweight? You can't. It's cheating. It's straight up cheating. He's missing weight and being a bigger man. Third time missing weight at flyweight. He has missed weight at bantamweight as well last year. Again, I think he's a very talented fighter, but it's just embarrassing how many times he missed weight. And you know, I think the UFC has did a lot for him, and they've given him a lot of leeway, especially because his kid has been sick. But at some point, you know, you can't use that as an excuse anymore. I mean, this guy is just missing weight way too often. I don't know what the plan is. I doubt they release him because he is so talented and he's still young at 26. They'll probably keep him around, but clearly he has to go to the UFC PI and work on his weight cutting abilities. But yeah, it's kind of cheating when you're missing weight this often, guys. Like, every fight, it seems like, you know, he's going in there and being the bigger man at flyweight. Gene Herrera, Luis Smoka, and now Bontorin. He also missed weight against Casey Kenney, lost that fight at bantamweight. But yeah, it's just tough to see him stay in flyweight after another weight miss. I don't know what they're going to do. He's too small to compete really with the big boys at bantamweight, but at flyweight, he's too big. He's kind of a tweener. He's like a 130-pound guy. The UFC cut John Lineker. He missed weight a bunch of times and it just didn't, you know, he pulled out of a lot of fights and they cut him. Obviously didn't have the problem, like basically the issue with his child that Ray Borg has that, you know, was preventing him from possibly getting the training he needed. So they did release John Lineker, but, you know, Ray Borg, he's kind of in a Lineker situation. I think, you know, one more weight missed, they're going to have to cut him. And I think, honestly, at this point, I think it's justified to release him. But again, he's just too talented to let him go. See what Katsuhiro Dojo said. Two DQs, legal strikes or legal knees or strike must cause enough damage to convince the ref the victory and continue it. Basically, if the referee makes a determination if the strike was intentional or not, and if the fighter can continue or not, like you said. Brock, like you said, Brock got knocked out. Brock Weaver did get KO'd. So to me, that's clearly a good call for the DQ. Diego got his head cut wide open, but I still feel like he could have continued. But again, I wasn't in the cage. I'm not going to call him a quitter. I just feel like he made a business decision. I've just seen guys come back from worse. Like Anthony Smith, when he fought John Jones, took an illegal knee and kept fighting. And you know what? Maybe Anthony Smith should have taken that DQ. It could have been probably a chance to win the title there. But it is what it is. All right, next up, let's move on to Lana Venegas, Nancy Medeiros. Good fight here, good scrap, but Venata wins 3-27 across the board. Good win for him. First decision win, actually, of his – or second decision win of his MMA career. First decision win since 2013, so good for him. And welterweight bout on the prelims, Daniel Rodriguez defeats Tim Means via submission second round. Told you guys I had a chance to win. I really wish I bet on him. I should have – it reminded me of the Alex Moreno fight from a few weeks ago. I just thought the dog had a chance. No one was thinking he could win the fight because Tim Means is such a talented fighter. But Tim Means has been finished quite a few times. So good for Rodriguez. Wins a performance and night bonus as well. Good for him. Well-deserved. And for Tim Means, I mean, not a good loss to a guy that no one really knows about. Tim Means, 2-4 in his last six fights, but, you know, still a very solid competitor. They'll keep him around for another fight or two. But, yeah, he's got to start getting on a win streak here because he's at the risk of kind of being at that point where he might get released. Even though he's a fun fighter to watch, the UFC is making a lot of cuts lately. And I think Tim could possibly be at that point where he's in a must-win situation in his next fight. But for Rodriguez, definitely a good win in his debut. Next up, John Dodson beats Fanny Wood via third round TKO. And honestly, he should have won a bonus because I didn't give John Dodson a chance to win this fight. And he looked really good in this fight. I was struck with Daniel Wood, knocked him out. It was a pretty close fight for the first two rounds, but third round gets the finish 60 seconds in. Snaps to Fanny Wood's nice win streak, and Dodson gets back in the winning ways here. Good win for John Dodson. I was sleeping on this guy in this fight. I honestly have been very high on Nathaniel Wood. Thought he'd win. It is what it is. Next up, Scott Holtzman defeats Jim Miller via unanimous decision. Fight of the night. Bloody fight. Both guys just really went at it. Scott Holtzman outstruck him, basically. He's won five of his last six fights. Looked really good lately. Jim Miller snaps a little win streak for him. He was on a two-fight win streak, but still, you know, very well-respected guy on this board. And another bonus in his pocket. Next up, Devin Clark defeats Daquan Townsend in a decision. Daquan Townsend, 0-3 now in the UFC, he's going to be released. And Devin Clark, another decision win. This guy cannot finish fights at this level of the sport. All five of his wins in the UFC are by decision. All four of his losses in the UFC by stoppage. He just can't finish fights. It's I don't know what to say. I mean, he's a light heavyweight that can't finish fights. Is that something the UFC wants? I don't know. He'll stay around for another fight because he won again, but he's got to finish the fight. Next up, Merab Dvalishvili defeats Casey Kennedy in a decision. He looked really good in this fight. Takedowns galore. Just a dominant performance by Merab. Very underrated fighter in this division. You know, arguably he could be undefeated at 5-0 in the UFC, but right now he stands at 3-2. Next up, Macy Chason defeats Shayna Young via unanimous decision. A beatdown, but as expected, considering Young took the fight on short notice, and Chason, she did lose her last fight to Lena Landsberg, but she bounced back really nicely in this fight. And still a top prospect at women's 135. Although I wouldn't mind seeing her go to 145 again, where she won the Ultimate Fighter. And finally, Raleigh Paiva defeats Mark De La Rosa via second round KO. De La Rosa got knocked out. His wife later competed in the card, but she won her fight. So glad that she was able to stay focused after her husband knocked out in brutal fashion. But good for Paiva to get that win there. He needed it. And for De La Rosa, another bad loss, 3 in a row. He's going to be released, I'm sure, because he's just 2-4 in the UFC. But for Paiva, definitely, I would say almost a dark horse at 125. Guy that doesn't get talked about, but definitely a very solid flyweight fighter. Let's go to some questions here. Montgomery Whitmore. Diego Sanchez won the money, of course. And we would have done the same thing. He got $100,000 extra. Of course he wanted the money, right? It was smart. I mean, that's about it for this card. I mean, overall, like a decent card. I think the biggest takeaway from it, of course, is Jan Blachowicz's win over Corey Anderson. Great win. So that should possibly garner him a title shot. And then, of course, the DQs. It's just weird having two DQs on the same card, but it is what it is. As far as like other news goes, I just kind of want to focus on the card itself, but just see what else is out there. There's a report now. I see this right now. Report, Ray Borg being forced to move to bantamweight by UFC officials. Okay, so Eric Colwell from My MMA News says that the UFC sent an email to media saying that Ray Borg has been pulled from the flyweight rankings and he will be moving up to bantamweight. So that makes sense. He can't fight flyweight, guys. I mean, the UFC is being nice to him by giving him another chance at bantamweight. But, man, imagine he misses weight again like he did against Kenny. Don't know what's with Ray Borg. Just make weight, man. Jeez. Like, I know he's got some issues going on at home, but you got to do your job. Like, everyone's got problems in their life. You know, it's true. And I hate to say it like that, but just, you know, he's got to get it done. Juan Adams signed with Aries Fighting Championship, so he's already found his home. Good for him. What else? Floyd Mayweather says he didn't train for the Conor McGregor fight. That's funny. Yeah, I kind of believe him, actually. That fight was kind of a joke. Yeah, I think that's about it. Let's see if there's any other questions I missed here. Ichiro, yeah, Ray Borg, too big these days. He has a big head and big body frame. He has to fight at 135. Yeah, and you say that, but he also missed weight at 135 last year against Kenny. You better make weight, man. You know, he's a talented guy. I don't want to harp on Ray Borg. I mean, again, what he's gone through with his kid is very, very tough. But, you know, like you said, no more weight bullying cheating. It is cheating. When you miss weight, you're cheating, straight up. And, you know, Borg's case, John Lineker's case, these guys missed weight so many times. You know, you miss weight once in your career or once in a while. Like, it happens, right? But when you do it like it's so often, it's straight up, it is taking advantage of the situation. So it's what it is. All right, I think that's gonna be it for today's show, guys. Once again, thanks for tuning in. I hope you guys did well as far as your bets go. You guys can check me on Twitter at MMAdamMartinPodcast, MMAOddsBreaker.com. Also check me out BJPenn.com and MMARings.net. You have an article coming out at MMARings.net in which I lay out the argument that Jan Blachowicz should fight John Jones next, and you should have Diego Santos fight Dominic Reyes on that card as well for the number one contender spot. So definitely check that out. BJPenn.com got the odds for Jones and Blachowicz, the opening odds for that. MMAOddsBreaker.com, going to have a bunch of previews coming out, written previews for UFC. And there's two Bellator cards this weekend, or technically three, I guess, but there's two Bellator cards, so definitely check that out. And again, myself and Cole Sheldon will be doing the podcast probably tomorrow, but it might be Wednesday. I'm going to talk to Cole about that. I know James is doing his podcast at the same time. We normally do it tomorrow, so I'm not sure if I want to do it the same time as he does, but I'll definitely let you guys know. I might just do it at 12 o'clock instead, but I'll let you guys know for sure. All right, that's it for today. Appreciate you guys tuning in, and have a great day, guys. Once again, bye.